Video: Officials warn of dangerous teen takeovers sweeping the nation. By Amy Farah, May 24, 2026. Recent violent teen takeovers breaking out across the nation have frightened Americans and prompted warnings from law enforcement and city officials. The incidents, many of which are organized on social media, have happened in neighborhoods, malls, parks, and restaurants, Fox News reported Sunday. The takeovers sometimes result in criminal activity such as fights, robberies, vandalism, and gunfire, putting numerous people in danger. One incident occurred inside a Washington, D.C. Chipotle on May 16 when teenagers threw chairs and fought with each other. Police said four juvenile suspects were wanted after it happened, and the FBI announced a $5,000 reward per suspect, and local police offered an additional $1,000 reward for information leading to arrests and convictions, the Fox report said. Watch. A mob of teens swarmed Chicago's Hyde Park in late March, jumping on cars parked in the area while the chaos continued for hours. There were several other such teen takeovers in the past few weeks. One occurred in downtown Detroit, Michigan, and a 14-year-old was shot in the chest during the violence, per Breitbart News. Detroit Mayor Mary Sheffield, D., said, "It won't be tolerated. We have zero tolerance for violence, for disruption. And again, those who are coming downtown with bad intentions will be held accountable." The outlet also reported a takeover at a lakeside park in Rochester, New York, where approximately 400 teens began fighting and ended up scaring parents and their young children at the scene. The melee resulted in no arrests, according to the Rochester Police Department. Rochester Mayor Malik Evans said at a Tuesday press conference that the city was not going to tolerate such violence and such takeovers, which are typically organized on social media. The outlet said, adding, "Rochester police said they will partner with the local county sheriff's office and the New York State Police to monitor the park over the Memorial Day weekend." There was also a fiery street takeover in a Norfolk, Virginia neighborhood that involved a flamethrower, reckless driving, and a ring of fire in the middle of an intersection before police made it to the area. In describing the scene, City Council member Courtney Doyle, who lives in the area, said, "As these folks are dispersing, they are driving like bats out of hell right now." In regard to the issue that is nationwide, the Fox article said, officials in several cities have responded with increased patrols, curfews, and mass arrests, while others are pushing for expanded youth programs and tougher accountability for parents whose children are caught participating in the chaos.